Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom Klachav Hay. So we finished the Klal. I just want to go back and discuss one point. So the Chayodom brought up this halacha that if a person's holding a middle Shon Esrei, as much as we said a person should not be pausing, etc. But the exception to that is if a person hears Kaddish or Kedusha, a person should pause to listen to Kaddish or Kedusha during the Shmoneh Esrei. So the truth is that the Bir Halacha brings a question on this, whether it's appropriate to pause. What's the question? Since we're going to use the rule of Shema Ka'ina, we could argue that as much as that's true that Shema is Ka'ina, and that's why he's Yotze listening to Kaddish or Kedusha during his Shmoneh Esrei, and whether it can be considered as if he's actually speaking during Shmoneh Esrei, because Shemaya is Ka'ina. And Tosfos actually brings an opinion both in Masechta Brachos and Masechta Sukkah. It says that a person should not pause and listen to Kaddish or Kedusha because of this concern. But Tosfos brings that Rashi says that we do pause and listen, and that is the minig, which means even though we hold Shemaya is Ka'ina, that by listening it has the equivalent status as if you've said it yourself, but not to the extent that it's considered a interruption, hefsek in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, as if you have spoken in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so what should a person pause and listen to when he does that? So by Kaddish, he should pause and listen to the words Yehei Shmi Rabba Mevorach Lolam Olomei Amaya and Yisborach. Excuse me. And then a person should pause to hear the words of Kadosh, 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 Hashem Sabakas Malay, Kalawitz Kabadai, and Brook Kabad Hashem Yim Kamai. In regards to pausing and listening to Yimloich, there's a discussion whether a person should pause for that purpose. Now, in regards to pausing for the rest of Kedusha, all the other parts of Kedusha, the suggestion is a person should actually pause because there is an opinion which the Chafei Chaim brings that if a person finds that by pausing, listening to Kaddish or Kedusha, he loses his focus, he does not need to pause for Kaddish or Kedusha. So to listen to Kadosh and then say some words, and then listen to Yimloich and then say some, and listen to Baruch and then say some words, it's going to be not the most focused Shmoneh Esrei. So a person can pause then, but he should not be listening to the other parts of the words because there's no din of Shema Ka'ina on anything other than the actual phrases of Kadosh and Baruch, and according to some opinions, Gimloch as well. What about other areas of halacha, other areas that a person should pause and be yotze with? Can a person pause, or should a person pause to listen to Kriyas HaTorah during Shmoneh Esrei? Behind, and this is his only opportunity to hear Kriya Satara, and he's still holding the Shmoneh Esrei. Should he pause and listen to the Kriya during the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? So Moshe Sternbuch Shlita has a tshuva where he says that a person should not pause and listen to Kriya Satara during the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Similarly, a person wants to hear Kiddush, a person wants to hear Havdalah, a person should not pause and listen to Kiddush or Havdalah during his silent Shmoneh Esrei. If a person did pause, it's not considered a hefsek, and listen to Kriyas HaTorah or to Kiddush and to Havdalah, it's not considered a hefsek, and a person could actually be Yotze Havdalah by doing so, but it is inappropriate for a person to do so. A person should not do that. Now, to do this process of Shema Ka'ina, to be able to be Yotze by Kaddish or Kedusha, we mentioned that you have to hear it from somebody who's being Motzi you. So the Chazan, by definition, is being Motzi you. If you can't hear the Chazan, there's really no reason to pause and to listen, unless you've arranged with somebody next to you that the person would say it in such a way that you could hear it, and he has intent to be Motzi you, and you have intent to be Yotze by listening to him. There is an opinion that for the purposes of Shemei Ka'ina by the Rabbanans, you do not need Kavanah of the Motzi and the Yotze. So even by hearing the person next to you, and he has no intent to be Motzi you would still be Yotze by listening to him. assuming that the responding to Kaddish or Kedusha is either Rabbonim. So you can rely on this argument that Mir Rabbonim, Shemekha, and it works even without Kabbana. So a person can rely on that opinion. The Rizal holds that answering Kedusha is deraisa, but not everybody agrees that it's a deraisa. So we can argue that it's worthwhile to pause and to do that. And therefore, if a person could hear somebody clearly, a person can do that, but it's not clear that he would be mechuyev to do that. Whereas, if he could hear the chazan, a person really is required by halacha to pause unless he finds that it's going to be confusing to him, and then even in that situation, he's not required to pause. So, just to clarify, if a person can hear the chazan, he's supposed to pause. Halacha requires him to pause unless it's going to be confusing to him. If a person cannot hear the chazan, they hear somebody else, he does not have a requirement to pause, but he's allowed to pause and listen to the person next to him and argue that possibly he could be yotzei by doing so. Have a good day.